If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Women Physicians Lead, hosted by Dr. Lisa Herbert, helps women physicians move from surviving to thriving in their personal and professional lives. Dr. Lisa shares leadership tips, burnout support, stress management strategies, and inspiration from women physicians who've made remarkable transitions into leadership roles. There's a fantastic episode that you should check out called Taking Care of Yourself During the Journey, about how women physicians can care for themselves while on their leadership journeys. Check out Women Physicians Lead on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey.
Welcome to Hopeful Hands. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Harding, and we are continuing our conversation on sperm and conception to optimize your fertility journey, to optimize pregnancy success. Again, I see it go overlooked, not taken seriously enough in my practice, and we need to start talking about this more. So navigating your path to conception is complex. I want to begin by just validating that. And when we are facing both male and female factor, it just adds to the stress of things too. And it just really has us confused, like one person saying this and you read this. And so really just want to talk more about how we can enhance, improve, optimize. I'm going to say the word a lot over and over again, optimize, optimize, optimize your count, your motility, your morphology, and what indicators are for sperm quality. And decline in any of these can lead to difficulty achieving a successful pregnancy or contribute to a miscarriage. So we need to be proactive. If your sperm's perfect, we need to maintain it there. Let's keep it there to keep you at a better chance of conception every month or with every treatment that you're doing. So let's take a look at some supplements that are common and can really play a significant role in your sperm health. And the first one is zinc. And so this helps with sperm production and the way testosterone is utilized in your body. Folate, not folic acid. I'm going to say it again. Folate, not folic acid, should be taken. And this helps with the production of healthy sperm. Now, folate and folic acid are the same thing, but folate is natural and folic acid is synthetic. And if you have the MTHFR gene, even as a male, this can impact conception and miscarriage. So not just a female lab we look at, it's male too. That goes into your supplements you're taking and chance of conception and risk. So make sure that you have folate in your product. Vitamin C and E are antioxidants and they help protect sperm from damage. Selenium supports sperm motility. And then CoQ10 enzyme helps improve sperm count and motility. So these are very basic ones that I put my patients on. Optimize that sperm, maintain it, or improve it. And then the doses can vary based on your levels and other health findings and outcomes and things like that. So let's talk about lifestyle as well. Believe it or not, this greatly impacts your sperm. So obesity can actually decrease sperm count and motility. So just moderate movement, just get moving a little bit, start slow, increase from there, walking. Light cardio, light strength training can really help improve testosterone levels and sperm quality. A balanced diet, eliminating the, processed foods, maintaining your insulin levels. What I tell my patients is increase that protein. And then as a whole, men and women, changing how we consume food. So what does that mean? Taking a bite of your protein or fiber first before you consume anything else has been shown to improve insulin levels. When we improve insulin levels, we improve cortisol levels and we feel better, and it ultimately helps with hormone regulation. So we want to avoid nicotine and excess alcohol because both can and will decrease sperm quality and count. And I harped on this in previous episodes, but nicotine, you have to cut it out. I have yet to find a safe amount that has not impacted sperm. So I know it's hard. Find a provider. I work with my men in my practice all the time. We work together with resources to help decrease this nicotine use and ultimately cut it out. It is the most common reason I see sperm to be off, more than alcohol. Managing stress, which is aka cortisol. When your cortisol levels are high, it impacts testosterone. And when that's impacted, our sperm's impacted. Easy as that. Really working to decrease that is so important. Hot tubs, saunas, excessive heat. So it's about how long and how often you're in those. Even seat heaters, depending on time of conception and process of where you're at, can impact sperm too. And then if you can, your job, taking into consideration exposure to chemicals, radiation, things like that too. And really working together to improve those outcomes. Let's talk about timing, frequency of intercourse. So understanding timing of intimacy and ovulation and planning is so fun, right? Like, talk to anybody who's been through this. This is hard. It takes the fun out of it and feels like a job. And actually can be very hard, I just want to acknowledge this for men, to produce an outcome and go through with actually performing. And of course, when it's like, okay, here we go. Yep, blinking. We got positive ovulation. Let's go. It's hard. And so we have to understand and optimize that if that is a hard thing to happen, what is the best time? Working with your female partner's charts and a provider who can better optimize your charts to understand time of conception is so important, because frequent ejaculation can harm and help you. So it really just depends on what your levels are. Again, this is why it's important to know if you have any abnormalities. We can't be telling you to do it every day. That is not optimization of your sperm. So using at-home hormone and ovulation tracking devices. My favorite is Muron. I have two others as well listed on my website, Uva Improve. I'm going to put that all in today's show notes to really help optimize your chance of conception at home. Environmental factors. You run a lot of chemicals, heavy metals, really impacts your sperm health. Because usually, too, if you're around things like that, what does your lifestyle look like, too? And taking that into consideration, occupational stuff is really overlooked for your reproductive health. Medical interventions. Yes, there's lifestyle and supplements, but do we need to work with some other prescription medications too that can help? Far too often, this gets overlooked as well. And certain things that you might be on, again, the injectable tea, things like that can go against fertility. And then monitoring your progress. Like, how often are you rechecking this? Are you working with a provider who understands, you know, every 74 days a sperm turnover? And what can we do to help track improvement? What home tests and kits and things can you be doing and adjustments you can be doing? I like to do, again, the Yo Home Sperm Test. And my practice is often used. I got a discount code for you guys as well that I will put in there. And again, supporting each other through this. This is a shared journey. This is not just on one of you. And supporting each other, doing the lifestyle and things together, going to medical appointments together. I love when couples come together in my practice. In fact, I've changed my seating and my arrangement in my office to really harness couples coming together, looking at holistic approaches, and really just navigating this on what you feel is best for you. And then bringing in medical stuff when necessary, if that's something you want to do. But just really understanding factors that affect sperm and being proactive. And when I say proactive, my ideal way of the magic wand would be for individuals and couples to come into practices like mine before you even want to, like, start having a family. Let's get things checked far before you're even ready and find these things and work on them, because a lot of times it can take months or longer, 3 months minimum, to see changes happen. So if you're ready in the heart and the meat of this journey, it can take months for things to help improve and change numbers when we bring them into play. So working with somebody who has the right strategies for you and working on boosting, improving, and maintaining fertility so that you have the best chance every month at conceiving and starting or growing that family. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. See you back here next week.